following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Good afternoon and welcome in back into the Star Physical Therapy Leadoff Show. The Sylacauga Lady Aggies getting set to take on the Talladega Lady Tigers, and this is an elimination game. One team out of the eight has already been eliminated. That's the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs. They hung in there very well with the Lady Wolves for a while, but in the end, Lady Wolves win that one 8-3. Let me catch you updated on everything that has happened in this 25-county tournament. It started this morning with the B.B. Comer Tigers over the Fayetteville Wolves by a score of 6-3, and then the Childsboro Lady Tigers got all of the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs 17-1. And then the Mumford Lady Lions all over Talladega 12-0. And then the Lincoln Lady Golden Bears pulled out the sticks and scored a lot of runs on our Lady Aggies, and they beat them 11-0. So now you're in the loser's bracket. One game already being played. I told you just a moment ago, Fayetteville upended Winterboro's hopes for a county championship by defeating them 8-3. Now the Lady Aggies hope that their tournament continues until tomorrow, and they're about to get it on with the Talladega Lady Tigers. And we are time-wise ready for this to get underway. But what we're going to do is step aside and take a timeout, and we'll come back with Talladega and Sylacauga right here on the Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Sylacauga High School Softball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Wright Tire and Service and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, and Merkel's Anytime Towing.
Welcome back to Della Whitworth Field, site of the 2025 Talladega County Lady Softball Tournament. I'm Dave McCurley along with you, and it's been a long day already, but we've still got lots more softball left to play. Three games still left on tap, as you will have this closing game of the loser's bracket right now between Sylacauga and Talladega. Then we'll go to the winner's bracket where Childersburg and B.B. Comer will play, and then the nightcap will be Lincoln and Mumford. Going to try to bring you these next two. And, of course, this game looks like it's going to be, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes late getting underway. We've stayed on track pretty much most of the day. The Chillsburg Lady Tigers and the B.B. Comer Lady Tigers, somewhere around 6 o'clock, maybe a little after now. But we're here getting you set for this one. So grab a soda, sit down, and enjoy some women's softball. If you have the opportunity, come up here and check it out in person. And we'll step aside and take a timeout here in the early going of this 2025 county tournament in softball. And one team already eliminated, that's the Winterboro Bulldogs. Silicaga's Lady Aggies trying to avoid being the second. We'll step aside, and you're listening to Lady Aggie Softball, brought to you by Right Tire.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Right Tire and Service in Silicaga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Right Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Right Tire and Service in Silicaga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Right Tire and Service today.
As we celebrate 75 years of service, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has helped shape Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. From our dedicated board and staff to our loyal members and supportive communities, we are honored to be part of your financial journey. Together, we're building a future where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Silicaga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Silicaga.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
At La Pinata Mexican Grill, Wednesdays feature Crazy Pollo for only $10.99. La Pinata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at pinatamexicangrill.com.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Silicaga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Silicaga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Silicaga Parks and Recreation online at silicaga.recdesk.com for more information.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Right Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Right Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Is what the day has turned out to kind of be a sun-drenched afternoon. It's gotten kind of warm, 437 here exactly on this Thursday afternoon. And, of course, high school softball, county tournament style. I was actually going to try and look at the old radar and see if those storms that they're predicting to come in here later today, a little bit of it. The bigger picture is going to be Saturday, as it is 77 degrees now, and down there on that field, I'm sure it's close to 80. And looking at our radar at the moment, it's looking like some pretty good storms up in northwest Alabama around Florence, in between Florence and Huntsville. And then, of course, dipping down as south as probably Hamilton, I would say, along the Red Bay area. And then, of course, if it comes, that's going to be at least a couple of hours. But I believe they miss us altogether. But now I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I have been told that I was going to have a roster for these Talladega Lady Tigers. I've been yet to given one. When you go on the Alabama High School Athletic Association website, there is not one there. So I am going blind here. I would love to call their names. If someone from Talladega can get me a roster or a lineup, I would be much endowed to you. But right now, I don't have anything. And they're out there getting ready to take the first inning against the Aggies. For the Aggies, a little change in the lineup for Coach Chad Wilkinson. As the now, I'll be honest with you, they didn't hit the ball as well at all in game one today against Lincoln. Really wasn't a good day for anybody at the plate. But he's changed things around a little bit. Josie Harshberger, who had the walk-off against Shelby County on Tuesday night with a two-run dinger, she will lead things off, and then it'll be Brooklyn Harris, Elena Bryant, and Sophie Harshberger in the cleanup position. Then Mackenzie Pruitt, Alexa Smith, Ashlyn Johnson, Natalie Molan, Malaya Bryan, and then Natalie Deason will not hit, will play left field. On the mound will be Ashlyn Johnson again. So we'll start off with Josie Harshberger. And Josie will step up there to lead things off for the Lady Aggies. And she'll take a strike, a slow one. Was talking to her dad just moments ago in between the games, trying to get me something cold to drink. And Sophie especially does not like the slow pitching. And no disrespect to Talladega, it's just they just don't have the speed pitching-wise. But Josie fouls one out of play down the left field line, so it's 0-2. And she'll step back into the plate. That one's high and away. One ball, two strikes to lead things off here in the first inning for the Lady Aggies. Coach Chad Wilkinson down in the third base box. That one's high and deep to left field, but playable, but it's going to go over the head of the left fielder. And Josie will cruise in with a stand-up double. So that's a good start already. More hits in five pitches than we had the whole last game. And if you get my drift, we didn't get a hit last game. Of course, we only batted four innings, but Lincoln kept us off balance. We hit it at times just right at somebody, but struck out a few times too. Now here comes Brooklyn Harris up there, and she'll be batting second this game. Brooklyn with a runner on second, nobody out. She rips one foul back up over my head, and it's 0-1. The Aggies are going to look to start hitting this ball here early in this game. I know they want to be aggressive here. Talk with Coach Wilkinson, and he agreed with me. He said, we got to be more aggressive, Dave. I said, yeah, you swung the bat, you know, at times well in the game against Lincoln, just couldn't catch a break. And that's a high, slow ball to Brooklyn, 1-1. Speed up runner down at second base. I'll try to get that to you. It may be Kenley Hathcock or Henley. Excuse me, and that one's going to be in the dirt. Talladega will try to throw her out at third, not in time. So runner at third already. And 2-1 count on Brooklyn Harris at the plate. That one's high, 3-1. And that is not a speed-up runner. That's still Josie out there running. So they're going to let her run. Why not? She deserves it. She hit one to the fence. That was a ball to Harris and a walk. Runners at first and third. Talladega with nobody out in the field yet. And here comes Elena Bryant to the plate. Elena will be up there, runners at the corners, and nobody out here in the top of the first inning. An elimination game between Sylacauga and Talladega. She squares like she wants to bunt. Brings it back, got the infield moving, and there's nobody covering second. And down to second will go Brooklyn Harris. So runners at second and third now. Let's see if we can't get on the board early here, if Elena can catch hold of one. She does. This hit up on the infield, though, skyrocketed, and it's missed. And that hit the young lady in the face. Oh, my goodness. And she is down on the ground. I don't know if the sun got in her eyes. The second baseman and Coach Wilkinson is the first person there. Oh, my goodness. And I hope and pray that everything's going to be okay with this young lady. Sylacauga did score a run with Josie Harshberger, came home. There'll be runners on first and second. She's up to her feet. And I think it hit her somewhere in the face. I'm not sure. As her back's to me, and I think she's going to come out of the game. Or is she? As her head coach is going to help her. You know what? How about that young lady? She's staying in the game. And I tell you what, that's a lot of guts right there. Got hit in the face with a high pop fly. Like I said, I don't know if she just didn't see it or maybe something got in her eye, but bless her heart, it hit her right in the face, and she's staying in the game. And that's good to see. So Sylacauga now with runners at first and second, still nobody out, and now Sophie Harshberger will bat. And I don't even know if Talladega has anybody that they can sub for her. I'm not sure. I can't see any substitutes in the dugout. I'll have to check on that. As like I said, they did not give me a roster like we were told we were going to have one. But nevertheless, here we are. The Aggies first and second. Nobody out. Sophie takes ball one. It bounces up in front of the plate. Runners have to stay put. There's still nobody out in this first inning. Mackenzie Pruitt is in the on-deck circle. One, I really shows you, too, I'm going to say this about Coach Chad Wilkinson here in just a second. That's high. Shows you how he cares about these young kids, and it doesn't matter if it's Sylacauga, even though that's his school. Doesn't matter whether it's Fayetteville, Talladega, Chillsburg, whatever. He was the first person out there to that young lady to make sure that she was going to be okay. That one's outside, and I think it's 3-0. Yeah, 3-0 now to Sophie. Josie has scored. It is 1-0 Aggies, and they've got Brooklyn Harris at second, Elena Bryant at first with still nobody out, and Sophie Harshberger at the plate. Oh, and she she really would have liked to have swung at that and had to take on that one right across there. 3-1. Sunshine all over the place now. About 78 degrees out here at Della Whitworth Park. And there's a rope down to third. What a play by the third baseman. They'll go to first, then to second. That's a double play for Talladega. Wow. And, I mean, that was a bullet, and it was right on top of the bag. Third baseman stepped on the bag, threw to second. And that young lady that just got hit in the face did a good job of covering second there. Two are out now for Mackenzie Pruitt and a runner on first. Man, what tough luck the Lady Aggies have had hitting today. It's been right at somebody. And there's a strike to Mackenzie Phillips. So two are out. Sophie Harshberger over at first. She hit into the force play, the double play, and the Aggies with one run. Mackenzie flies one up into short center field. It's going to fall. Sophie will go all the way from first to third. And there'll be runners on the corners now for Alexa Smith coming up there. And two outs in the inning. That's a big run over there at third. All of them are big now as Alexa Smith will hit. And then we'll go to Ashlyn Johnson if we get to her. She's on deck. Harshberger at third. Mackenzie Pruitt goes from first to second. So now runners at first and second with two outs. And a hit here should score two more. The Aggies with a 1-0 lead over Talladega. Had runners on the corners and hit into a double play. Alexis swung and missed. And that's a 1-1 count now. Alexis, I've noticed every one of the Aggie players up in the very front of that box toward the pitcher. That's high and inside. 2-1 now on Alexis Smith. Alexis made a couple of nice catches out there in right field in that first game today against Lincoln. That one's high, 3-1. And then I thought that she and Malaya Bryant was going to collide on one that was in right center field, but here we go, 3-1 now on Alexis. Two are out, runners at second and third, and a 1-0 Aggie lead. That one bounces up there, and Alexis will draw a walk. Now the bases are loaded for Ashlyn Johnson. Ashlyn will come up there with two outs and the bases full of Lady Aggies. And she's in the circle for Coach Wilkinson in this elimination game when we go out in the field, so she could help her own cause here with a hit with two outs. Talladega now. First pitch, high and inside, ball one. And they're struggling to throw strikes, and I've got a feeling that Coach Wilkinson has hard a time as they've had scoring runs today will probably make her take until she sees one. And there is one. Strike one. Well, no, he called it a ball. Ball two. Boy, that one looked good, but we'll take it. Two balls and no strikes. And she did swing away at 2-0 and foul one away. And Coach Wilkinson comes over to talk in the on-deck circle to Natalie Mullen. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Ashlyn Johnson. High and away, 3-1, and Talladega's a pitch away from walking in a run. You got Sophie Harshberger at third, Mackenzie Pruitt down at second, Alexa Smith at first, two are out. The 3-1 pitch to Ashlyn Johnson. It's high, and the run will come home. The Aggies now lead it 2-0. That'll bring up Natalie Mullen. And she'll be followed by Malaya Bryant. Then we'll go back to the top of the order. So Talladega finding themselves in an early hole. The Aggies 2-0, threatening for more. And there's a strike as they finally get one across the plate to Natalie Mullen. Two to nothing. Silicaga in the lead, top of the first. There's a ground ball. It's going to be foul down that third base line. And so Natalie Mullen's quickly in the hole at 0-2. I think she asked the home plate umpire, was that a strike? And he said yes, so way to be aggressive. That one bounces up there. Nice job by Talladega plugging that up. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bases juice full of Lady Aggies in a 2-0 lead. They could get more here with a hit from Natalie Molan. Talladega yet to bat. There's a ground ball down the third. That's going to be easy, and they'll step on the bag down at third base. So Lady Aggies get two in the top of the first, and Josie Harshberger led off with a double, and she comes home to score. They get one more. They lead it 2-0. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is insured by State Farm agent Albia Steers of Sylacauga. From auto to life insurance, Albia Steers has you covered. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, a change in Coach Chad Wilkinson's lineup that he gave me before the game. He had Ashlyn Johnson was going to be in the circle. She is in left field, and the left fielder Natalie Deason will be in the circle for the Lady Aggies here as they try to put down Talladega here in the top of the, or excuse me, the bottom of the first inning. They lead it 2-0. The Aggies got two in the top, trying to stay alive in this tournament. And I'm going to tell you something. I know that Lincoln played well this morning and earlier this afternoon and shut out the Aggies in four innings, but I'm going to be honest with you. This is a Lady Aggie team that can get hot at any time. They've got five or six players that can really hit the ball well and deep and hard. I've seen it here. I've seen it at Sylacauga. And all it's going to take really is for them to get on a roll. And Natalie Deason brings it to the first batter of Talladega. And I'm going to apologize to you again that Talladega has yet to give me a roster or a lineup. So I do not know these girls' names. You can't get it off the High School Athletic Association website. At least you couldn't as of last night. So 0-1 to the leadoff batter. There's a ground ball, and that was hard hit. And it got up under the glove of Elena Bryant. But that was a bullet there. Wasn't much Elena could do about that. And runner at first now with nobody out. And Talladega facing Natalie Deason. You got Ashlyn Johnson out in left field, Malaya Bryan in center, Alexis Smith over in right. That's ball high. Sophie Harshberger at third, Elena Bryan at short, Brooklyn Johnson at second, Mackenzie Pruitt at first base, and behind the plate is Josie Harshberger. And as I said, in the circle is Natalie Deason. 1-0 count. There's an inside corner pitch for a strike. 1-1. Next game up will be Childersburg and B.B. Comer. They'll play in the winner's bracket. Swing and a miss, and there goes a runner down to second, and she gets there. And a 1-2 count now at the plate. Tell you one thing. There wasn't really anybody close to covering. That wasn't a bad throw. I don't know if they'd have got her anyway, but Josie with a very strong arm. I said it earlier today, you're not going to find many catchers better than her, and there's a swing and a miss by first out for the Talladega Tigers, and here comes the third lady up in the order. One out and a runner at second. And the Old Glory out there in center field is just as limp as it can be, dangling just a little bit, so a slight breeze. That one bounces up there. Josie's got a chance to get her out at third, and they're going to get her. Nice job, sister to sister there, as Josie throws it down to her sister Sophie, and they tag out the runner going to third, and that's out number two. So wipe the bases clean, and an 0-2 count at the plate. So Natalie Deason's a strike away from 1-2-3 here. She did give up a hit, and that one's inside, 1-2. She did give up a hit, and it's eliminated on the attempted steal to third. So the 1-2 count called, strike three, and that should do it. I thought that was third strike. But I guess it's 1-2 now. And Chad Wilkinson will ask the same thing. Boy, I thought he was there. And 1-2, I guess, now. So maybe he'll give us a count after this pitch here. That one's fouled back into the screen. I know it's 1-2 now. Two are out, nobody on base. Natalie Deason on the mound for Coach Wilkinson in this game. If the Aggies win this game, and now there's going to be a discussion. I actually think that was strike three that was called as strike two. And the Aggie infield will circle around and talk to each other. And maybe they're just getting on the same wavelength here. One ball and two strikes. So we'll keep it at 1-2 with the third lady up there for the Talladega Tigers. Deason called strike three, her second strikeout of the game, and that'll do it for Talladega. They get a hit and get the runner thrown out trying to steal third. We go to the top of the second inning, the Aggies with a 2-0 lead, looking for more when we come back. You're listening to it right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Looking for adventure? Majestic Caverns in Childersburg is calling your name. Experience stunning laser light shows and step back in time with our Legends Cave Tours. Book an overnight epic adventure in the cave, conquer an underground team building challenge, or explore our thrilling attractions with family and friends. From gemstone panning to fire juggling performances, there's something for everyone. Come for the history, stay for the adventure. Visit MajesticCaverns.com to plan your epic experience today.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Top of the second, we will go, and I hope my good buddy Donlin Wilkinson is listening to me again. She had to work today, so I'm going to say hello to Kenley, who's with Daddy now, fixing to go to softball practice. Hopefully she heard that, as Jacob had to go and practice his girls for Little League softball. Here it is 2-0, Sylacauga over Talladega right now, and they'll send up 9-1-2 here in the batting order here in the second inning. You'll have Malaya Bryant, and then Josie Harshberger, and then Brooklyn Harris. He swapped one and two around in between games here. did Coach Wilkinson. Here's Malaya Bryant. They're expecting her to bunt, and pitch is high, ball one. That one's high as well. 2-0. And this game got started at about 4:40. So somewhere around 6 o'clock, it should be ending on a dead time limit. And that one's high, 3-0. Sounds like they're having a hard time finding the plate in the first inning and first batter here of the second inning. As I mentioned, Childersburg and B.B. Comer's next. That's a strike in there, 3-1. Bryant squares to bunt, but takes back for ball four. So she'll be down at first. And here comes the hot-hitting Josie Harshberger. And Josie will step in with a runner at first, nobody out here, and a 2-0 Aggie lead as we play in the top of the second. Talladega trying to stay in this tournament. There's a little dribbler down to first. Boy, that thing just absolutely went off the end of the bat, and they're going to try to throw her out at third, and they do. A double play as Malaya Bryant thrown out going to third. So the grounder to first, step on the bag, and a nice throw from first to third, and they put the tag on. And the Aggies with two outs now here in the top of the second. And that'll bring up Brooklyn Harris. Man, that hurt. Really? There's a line drive down the third. Third baseman picks it up. Can they throw her out? They can. Wow. And Brooklyn is thrown out at first base on a hard hit ball to third. She knocked it down, picked it up, and threw her out. Give her credit. Talladega playing pretty good defense right now. And we'll go to the bottom of the second for Talladega to hit. Aggies with a 2-0 lead over the Tigers. You're listening to it on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brooks, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Bottom of the second we go. 2-0, Lady Aggies over the Tigers of Talladega. That double play hurt us there in the top of the second, but I tell you, we have hit the ball hard. And give Talladega some credit. They've been right there at third base and second base to make a couple of plays, and they're hanging in here with us right now. 4A Talladega, four large schools in this tournament and four small. And we'll be down to six teams left after this game. And that pitch is high from Natalie Deason and outside, 1-0. Talladega got a runner on in the first inning on a hit, and she tried to steal second from third. And that's a swing and a miss, 1-1. And Josie Harshberger threw to her sister and wiped out their only base runner so far in this game. The 1-1 pitch, and that one bounces up there. 2-1. That one's grounded foul down the third baseline. So two balls and two strikes now to the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the second for Talladega. Coach Simmons is Talladega Lady Tigers. High pop fly out in the left field. Ashlyn Johnson calling everybody off. And she will make the catch for out number one here in the second inning. So one out, nobody on base for Talladega. And Natalie Deason about set to go. And did she go for a bunt? She did. Strike one. That pitch was in the dirt, but she swiped at it anyway to try to bunt. So 0-1. And in the corners are the Lady Aggies expecting a bunt again. This time she swings away. It's going to be hard for McKenzie to get there, and she does, though. Nice play by Brooklyn Harris. McKenzie, even better. She went because she thought there was going to be a bunt, and she had to get back to the bag in a hurry, and she just beat her there by a quarter of a step, and that's out number two. So here's next batter for Talladega with two outs and nobody on. And she takes strike one from Natalie. Natalie looking good so far in the first inning and two-thirds here. There's a ground ball eaten up by Sophie over to McKenzie in time from third base, and that'll do it for Talladega. 1, 2, and 3. They go down in order. We'll go to the top of the third. Silicaga with a 2-0 lead over the Talladega Lady Tigers. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Silicaga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Silicaga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Silicaga Parks and Recreation online at silicaga.recdesk.com for more information.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Silicaga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Silicaga High School Athletics.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Silicaga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
The Aggies will come to bat in the top of the third. They hold a 2-0 lead over Talladega as they really have hit the ball pretty well here in this game. It's just been right at somebody. And sometimes that happens, but they'll send Elena Bryant to the plate. And it'll be Elena, Sophie, and McKenzie here in the third inning. And that's a strike right across there from Talladega, 0-1. As I mentioned, next game up is going to be Battle of the Tigers. Childersburg and B.B. Comer in the winner's bracket of the small schools. That ball misses high, 1-1. And I know Coach Wilkinson would love nothing better than to see the Lady Aggies just get on one of those tears for about 7 or 8 runs here. And there's a poke out in the left field. But it's going to be caught. It's hit right at the left fielder. A nice line drive base knock, but she doesn't get on base. And it's just tough luck for Aggies. And Coach Wilkinson will even give her a hand on the way back to the dugout. She hit it hard right on the button. Give Talladega credit. They're playing pretty good defense. And here's Sophie Harshberger. And she takes high for ball one. Hope my voice will last for at least one more game today. Misses outside, 1-1. Excuse me, 2-0 on Sophie. There's one across there, 2-1. And that one was hammered, but well foul and out of play by Sophie down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes, one out, nobody on here in the top of the third inning. Silicaga with a 2-0 lead over Talladega. Sophie Harshberger at the plate. She grounds another one foul down past her coach. We'll do it again. She's getting around on it. Just got to straighten it out and find a hole out there somewhere. As I mentioned, Josie had the big walk-off home run, her sister, on Tuesday night to defeat a undefeated Shelby County team. Great call by Michael Giddens and on the PA by Brent Ashley. And that pitch is high, and Sophie's run it to a full count now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, nobody on. Third inning. Kenzie Pruitt waits to hit next. That one high and inside, and Sophie's going to draw a walk. So she'll be on base now with 1 out for McKenzie. The Aggies want to get going here. It seems like they just are an inch away from hitting the ball as hard as they are, an inch away from having one of those big innings. Here's the first pitch to McKenzie. Low. Ball one. Talladega's catcher is very good. She's already thrown out one would-be player. That one high. 2-0. Sun not really setting till about 6:45 now with the time change this last Sunday. 5:17 in the afternoon here. McKenzie swings at one. Second base is going out and making the catch out in short right field. And that's out number two. Now to bring up Alexis Smith. And Alexis will be up there with 2 outs and Sophie Harshberger over there at first after her walk. That one's inside and high, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to Alexis. Missed. 1-1, they'll run Harshberger back into first. Excuse me, I missed. It's 2-0, I do believe. missed again. 3-0. Two outs. Harshberger at first and a 3-0 count to Alexis Smith. Inside and high. That'll be another walk. So two walks in the end. Now runners at first and second for Ashlyn Johnson. So Ashlyn will step in the box with two outs. Runners at first and second and a 2-0 Aggie lead as we play in the top of the third. And she takes ball one. The 1-0 pitch. That was a good-looking pitch, and Ashlyn laid off of it. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Ashlyn. She rips it right at shortstop and it's caught. She bobbled it, juggled it, and bobbled it again and caught it. Like I said, hit it hard just right at somebody, and that has been the name of the game for the Aggies today. First game and this one. But right now they hold a 2-0 lead over Talladega. Talladega coming to the plate in the bottom of the third. You're listening to it on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick. Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
We'll go to work in the bottom of the third, and the Aggies right now holding on to a 2-0 lead over Talladega. The winner of this game will move on and play tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, I do believe. The loser of this game will be out of the tournament. So, Sylacauga has really hit the ball hard today. Just a lot of times just right at somebody, and give Talladega a lot of credit. They've been in position to make the plays. That last line drive to shortstop, I mean, bless her heart, she tried three times to drop it, but came up with the catch. And they'll try to do something with Natalie Deason, who's been perfect through two innings. She deals high, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, that's across there, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, high, ball 2-2-1. It's 2-0 Sylacauga. Playing in the bottom of the third inning against Talladega. An elimination game in this county tournament. Another strike, 2-2. Nice pitch from Natalie there. Two balls and two strikes. fouled off in front of the plate there. So we'll do it again. When Josie was up quickly behind and out of that, behind that plate. Two balls and two strikes. Grounded down to third. Nice stop by Sophie and a nice throw. That's as good a play as you're going to see anybody make in high school softball over there at that hot corner. That ball was blistered, and she stayed right down in front of it, pulled it up, and threw it over to McKenzie for out number one. So, Talladega now. And they've hit the ball hard a couple of times, too, especially down there to Sophie. Sophie's been tried several times today by Lincoln and Talladega, and she's made every play. There's strike one. And the school board says two outs. I do believe there's just one. That first strike in there from Natalie. Here's the second pitch inside. Ball one, 1-1. As I told you, next game up will be Childersburg and B.B. Comer. There's another strike, 1-2. Tell you what, we're in the third inning here, and Natalie Deason certainly doing her part. There's a foul back in the screen, so it'll stay 1-2 on Talladega's hitter here. I apologize for the Talladega Lady Tigers. I do not know these kids' names. Can't find a roster anywhere, and was told I'd be given one and couldn't get one. And they strike her out, and Josie couldn't come up with it, so I have to throw her out at first. Now, that is two outs here in the third inning. So they'll send their next hitter up there to try to do something with Natalie Deason. She's been pretty good. She gave up a hit to start the game, and we threw her out trying to steal third, and she takes first strike here from Natalie, and I'll tell you, she's been pretty good, been very salty to these Talladega Lady Tiger hitters. And a little far inside, 1-1. Two are out, nobody on, in a 2-0 Lady Aggie lead. Ground ball down to shortstop. Lena Bryant will throw her out at first base, and that will do it for the Lady Tigers here. In the third inning, we'll go to the top of the fourth. The Lady Aggies got two in the first. They look to get some more here. We'll do that here when we come back on the Aggie Sports Network.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
The Lady Aggies will go 8-9-1 here. It'll be Natalie Molin, Malaya Bryant, and back to the top of the order, and Josie Harshberger. And I know Coach Wilkinson is looking for his Lady Aggies to put some more light bulbs up there on the scoreboard. It's 2-0 lead over Talladega, a little too close for his comfort and mine too. And Molin swings and misses way out front of that slow pitch. 0-1. Time being called, and Coach Wilkinson wants to talk with Natalie. So she's about ready to go again. And the 0-1 pitch about to be made. A little outside, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Natalie Molin. That's a strike, 1-2. Looked a little low, but Talladega got the call. The 1-2, grounded down toward third, foul. And Coach Wilkinson making a nice stop there. We'll do it again. 1-2, nobody out here as we start the fourth inning. The Lady Aggies with a 2-0 lead. Here's Natalie Molin. That's high, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Popped up on the infield. Out towards second, and she dropped it. So Natalie Molin gets a break, and she's on first base. And that'll bring up Malaya Bryant. And the left-handed batting Bryant will try to push Natalie Molin around. Bryant was thrown out on a play from first to third. She was trying to get to third. She squares to bunt. Strike one. They'll throw down and try to get Molin. That's not going to work. Molin head slides into second, and she's down at second now with nobody out. Bryant squaring to bunt again. Pulls it back and takes a strike. 1-1. Bryant to draw the bat back. That's a ball low, 2-1. Nobody out. Natalie Molin down at second base in a 2-0 Aggie lead. Ground ball down to first. That's going to be an easy out for Talladega there, but moving over to third is going to be Natalie Molin, and here comes Josie Harshberger. Josie needs to measure up on one and at least get it to the outfield where we can at least get another run here. We lead it 2-0. That one bounces up there, 1-0. Josie with a 1-0 pitch. Here it comes. That's a strike, and it's 1-1. Josie with the walk-off home run the other night against Shelby County, but also a couple of hits to get them to that point. Aggies made a big comeback in beating the Wildcats. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Drilled right in between Coach Wilkinson and third base. It's foul. 1-2. One out. 2025 Talladega County Softball Tournament. Loser's bracket elimination game here. Silicaga with a 2-0 lead over Talladega. Here's Josie with a 1-2 pitch. That one bounces up there, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And here it comes. And there it goes, out in the left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Josie will round first. She'll try to get to second, and she's there. Aggie score run on a double and an RBI from Josie Harshberger. Did they call her out? Oh, no. I was going to say, she's going to give something to Coach Wilkins in her glove. I thought that for a minute they had called her out. She was safe, but she's at second now with still only one out. Aggies now lead it 3-0. And here comes Brooklyn Harris now. That pitch is high to Brooklyn, 1-0. Brooklyn way up in the front of that box. Drills one down the left field line, hooking foul. Boy, that would have been another double and another run. At least a double. Inches foul. Like I said, Silicaga has really hit the ball hard today. Just a couple of them have been just foul, and a bunch of them have been right at somebody. But here's the 1-1 pitch to Brooklyn. Drilled out in the left field. That's going to fall in for a base hit as well. Coming around third and stopping there. So they got the ball in quickly. Josie stops at third. So runners at the corner. And that'll bring up Elena Bryant. So the Aggies putting together a couple of hits here in the fourth inning. And they've taken a 3-0 lead. After scoring two in the first and getting one here, now threatening for more. That one gets away from the catcher, and Josie will score easily without a play. It is now 4-0, and going down to second is Brooklyn Harris. So Elena can help the cause a little bit more. A hit here will score another run. Out and gets away from the catcher again. So going over to third is going to be Brooklyn Harris. Elena now ahead in the count, 2-0. Still only one out. The 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. Waiting on deck is going to be Sophie Harshberger. Three balls and no strikes to Elena Bryant. That way out of the zone. And on four pitches, she's going to get a walk down to first. So runners at first and third now with one out. And that'll bring it to Sophie Harshberger. One out and runners at the corners. The Aggies now lead it 4-0 and looking for more here. Over to the Talladega Tigers in an elimination game here in the tournament. There goes Elena. They will not throw down. So runners at second and third now. Elena Bryant at second. Brooklyn Harris over at third. Sophie Harshberger at the plate. That one misses. 2-0. Here comes Brooklyn Harris. They've got a chance, and they're not going to get her. Ball gets away, and here comes Elena Bryant. She will score as well. So it's now 6-0. Lady Aggies, a little breathing room for the Lady Aggies. So still only one out. here in the fourth inning. The Aggies have plated four. The bases are empty now, and Sophie at the plate. Ford says 1-1, but I believe it's 2-0. You get a count after this pitch fouled down. Coach Wilkinson making another good play. One ball, two strikes on Sophie. That one's high, 2-2. Still only one out, so after Sophie hits, it'll be Mackenzie Pruitt. She'll definitely get up there as the bases are empty now. Here in the fourth inning. That one's high, 3-2. Taggy's got two in the first. They've scored four here in the fourth. They lead it 6-0 as Talladega's yet to get on the board. Ellie Deason's done a good job in the circle. Here's the 3-2, and that one bounces up there. And Sophie will go to first base. And that'll bring up Mackenzie Pruitt. Still only one out. Mackenzie steps in with a 6-0 lead. I think in the first three innings, the Aggies were pressing, but boy, they hit the ball hard. Just all of it's been right at somebody. Mackenzie was reaching for that one and fouled it off the end of the bat, and she's in the hole at 0-1. The 0-1 pitch to Mackenzie Pruitt, one out. Sophie at first. Drilled out in the center field and deep, but playable. And the center fielder will put it away for out number two. Boy, Mackenzie just missed one getting out of here by an extra Cheerio in the bowl this morning. I mean, that was deep, but right at the fence. Two outs now, and that'll bring up Alexis Smith. Sophie's still down there at first, but there are two outs now. Aggies with a 6-0 lead here in the fourth inning. That one's high, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch to Alexis, high again, 2-0. Pitch. That's a strike. They'll throw back behind Sophie, but not in time. Two and one now to Alexis Smith. Two are out. And that's high, and it's 3-1. It's been a long inning for Talladega Tigers out there in the field. They give up four here in the fourth inning to the Lady Aggies. And you're going to be getting close to this game being over with, but time. That one's outside, and Alexis draws a walk. Now we'll get to Ashlyn Johnson. And she'll come up there with runners at first and second and two outs. Ashlyn. First pitch. And gets a strike call. Looked a little low, but 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. High, one ball, one strike now to Ashlyn Johnson. Two are out. That one's high. It's 2-1. Sophie Harshberger down at second. Alexis Smith is at first. Two are out. The Aggies already plated four here in the inning, looking for more. Top of the fourth, they lead Talladega 6-0. That was a good-looking pitch there, and it's 2-2 on Ashlyn Johnson. Drilled down the third baseline, but foul. Boy, she got every bit of that one. Just needs to straighten it out. Still two balls and two strikes on Ashlyn. The Aggies looking to get a win here in the county tournament. They lost earlier this morning to Lincoln. They're looking to stay alive and play tomorrow morning. That misses, and she's run the count full. That's, I didn't think that was but three balls. And umpire never said anything, so I guess it was ball four. Boy, Ashlyn gets a walk. Now to bring up Natalie Molan. With the bases loaded, two outs and a 6-0 Aggie lead. Well, this has been a long half inning for Lady Tigers, now the 10th lady at the plate for Sylacauga. And Natalie Molan takes a strike. Next game up will be Childersburg and B.B. Comer, and that'll do it for us today. I'm going to try to have some coverage for you. There's another strike to Molan, 0-2. I'm going to try to have some coverage tomorrow afternoon, hopefully after Auburn basketball, and we get through with other things we've got going. There's a ground ball down toward third, and they'll scoop it up and step on the bag, and the Aggies will leave the bases loaded. However, they get four big runs here in the fourth inning, and they lead it 6-0 over Talladega. You're listening to Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is insured by State Farm agent Alvia Steers of Sylacauga. From auto to life insurance, Alvia Steers has you covered. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network as the Aggies look to cap off the first victory here in the county tournament. They lead Talladega 6-0. Now we only have about 8 minutes left to go in the time frame here. So if Talladega I got a feeling if they don't score, it's going to be it. Try to make this thing close. Natalie Deason deals ball one to Talladega's leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fourth. Aggies got two in the first, four in the fourth. They lead it 6-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Natalie has been brilliant in the circle in this game against Talladega. The 1-1 pitch right back at her, and as soon as I say that, they get their second hit of the game. Right back up the chute there, and that's actually the second hit for that young lady. She's got both of them. So Talladega with a runner at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. I think this would probably be the end of the game on time. That one grounded out in front of the plate, and she's not going to run. They'll go to first. Now they'll try to go to third, and she is safe there. It's a good call. I think she was in under the tag. That little girl can run. She went all the way from first to third there. The out is at first, so that'll be one out here in the bottom of the fourth. It's Chris Roberts. Pulls back in and joins me. I'm going to let him eat his popcorn. He's probably like me. He hadn't had much today. There's a ground ball down to shortstop. Lena Bryant trying to go to first. They get the out there. And they'll allow the run to score. So 6-1 now. And she was out at first. Yeah, she didn't. She wasn't sure. It was a close bang-bang play. But that is two outs here. And I'm thinking that if Talladega doesn't score five runs here in the next 5 or 6 minutes, that's probably going to be your ball game. As we're getting close to time limit here. Two are out. The first pitch from Natalie. Outside, ball one. So if the Aggies hang on here, they'll play at 9 o'clock in the morning. And there's another base hit, and this one's going to go all the way to the fence in the left center field. That's going to be a stand-up double for Talladega, only their third hit of the game here. And with two outs now, Talladega looking to try to hang around a little bit. I'll get Chris mic'd up here. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, friend. How are you?
I am good, and he'll step in here and help me. We're going to go get a speed-up runner out there at second. Childersburg and B.B. Comer coming up next as we'll break away for a few minutes after this one. Silicaga hoping to go ahead and put the clamp on this one here. 6-1, they lead it with two outs in the bottom of the fourth, but time limit's probably going to get the Talladega Tigers here. What a stop by Josie Harshberger to keep that runner down at second. And you know, with a five-run lead and two outs, most catchers just let that thing go by, but not Sophie.
No, she's a very good defensive catcher. Good catcher, very good athlete, period.
Both of the Harshberger girls are that way.
Oh, yeah.
Her sister Sophie down at third. Two balls and one strike now. That one catches the inside part of the plate, 2-2.
I looked at the bracket when I was coming over, Dave, in the winter. This one plays the loser of Childersburg and Silicaga in the morning at 10:30.
Say that again.
The winner of this one, which unless things seem to be Silicaga, plays the loser of Silicaga and Comer at 10:30 in the morning.
And Talladega gets a hit up the middle. They'll try to throw home. Another run scores, and it's 6-2, and a runner at second. So you said the loser of this game.
The winner of this game.
The loser is this game's done.
The loser's done. The winner of this game will wait to see who loses between Comer and Childersburg and play that person in
the
morning.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock.
Nine.
Is it 9?
I thought it is 9, I guess. Okay. I thought I said 10:30, but maybe it does say 9.
So Talladega hanging around. It's 6-2, runner at second, still two outs. No need to push the panic button if you're Sylacauga yet, but you want to put an end to this thing, and time-wise, and that one did get up under Josie, and runner goes to third. And
I don't know how much time is left, but time's on Sylacauga's side, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's less than 5 minutes, I would think.
Wake up, big fan. Wake up.
So two balls and no strikes. Runner at third now with two outs. Popped up. This should do it. And Elena Bryant calls for it and makes the catch at shortstop. So I would think that that would do it. And,
you know, this morning, if it wasn't enough time to warm up, they didn't even, you know, with drop dead, they didn't even let them warm up this morning in the Comer and Federal game, remember?
Right.
But that was the difference at umpires. So,
yeah, and they're acting like there's a little bit of time left, but I got a feeling that once they get out there, time's going to catch us, and we're not going to get this inning started. So, they've got 2 or 3 minutes to go. I'm going to keep it right here. And if I get this inning started, give Talladega credit. They scored 2 runs when the game was virtually over with. And there's 1 minute left to go in this thing.
You know, this morning we had 2 minutes left and we didn't even, I mean.
Well, you know, there was only a couple of minutes when Sylacauga was down so big to Lincoln, and they could have batted, but they called it. And I got a feeling they're probably going to do that here. So that's why we're holding it around, because when they do in this game, we're going to go ahead and close the Aggie Sports Network out until hopefully sometime tomorrow they'll still be in the tournament. Like I said, if they end up winning this game, they're going to be playing at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning against the loser of the next game, which will be Childersburg and B.B. Comer. And Talladega taking their warm-up tosses. And it's just about time to call this thing.
It's a long minute.
Yeah. Well,
it was a long minute, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, but they will. They'll continue play, and Malaya Bryant will be at the plate for the Lady Aggies, and that's fine by us. Let's keep playing.
Yeah.
And the umpire at first had the clock, and boy, there's a long drive by Bryant. The ballpark will not hold it. And that is a home run for Malaya Bryant.
And that's going to be ball game.
And I think it will be, as the first base umpire was counting it down. I saw him on his hand.
3-2-1. But he can't call drop dead with the pitch in flight.
Right. So that'll do it. And that's going to be the ball game. And Sylacauga is going to win it by a score of 7-2. And they will advance and still play tomorrow morning. So we're going to step aside and close this Aggie Sports Network out. We'll come back here in just a few moments as the Childersburg Tigers and the B.B. Comer Tigers will get it on in the winner's bracket. And we'll have that for you here in just a few moments.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports.
Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Piñata Mexican Grill, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.